Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 20th, 2017. Today is Monday in the third week of Lent. One of the great blessings of reading the Psalms is to reconnect with the directness of the experience of God. As we read the Psalms, we hear the psalmist complain to God, beg God, pray to God, exalt God. The psalmist directly speaks to God as if God is listening. The psalmist often wants God to do things on the psalmist's behalf. Redeem me from the pit. Make my enemies go away. Send my enemies to the pit. Judge them. Judge me righteous on account of their unrighteousness. It's a very direct and heartfelt conversation that the psalmist has with God. The psalmist talks to God as if expecting that God is going to actually do something. And I think that that is both an encouragement to people of 21st century faith and a challenge. We have so intellectualized our faith until I suspect that many of us pray and don't necessarily expect that God's paying a bit of attention to us. But that is not the psalmist's experience. The psalmist was prepared to lament, cajole, beg, plead, complain, until the psalmist's prayer was heard. I think that there's something there for those of us who are people of faith in our time and place. What would it be like to pray as if not only God were listening, but to pray as if God was going to attend to our prayers? This might be an interesting experiment for us to undertake during Lent. To pray like the psalmist, to pray with that rawness and directness and that expectation that somehow God is going to work on our behalf. In today's psalm, Psalm 77, the psalmist writes, this is beginning in verse 7, "Will the Lord cast me off forever? Will he no more show me his favor? Has his loving kindness come to an end forever? Has his promise failed forevermore? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he, in his anger, withheld his compassion?" And I said, "My grief is this, the right hand of the Most High has lost its power." That is a person desperate for God to answer a prayer. So desperate, in fact, to hear God's answer that in not hearing, the psalmist overtly begins to suggest to God, "Well, maybe you've lost your power. Maybe you're not interested. Maybe I've been cast off. What's the deal here, God?" And then the psalmist catches himself and says in verse 11, "I will remember the works of the Lord and call to mind your wonders of old time. I will meditate on all your acts and ponder your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. Who is so great a God as our God?" It's an amazing juxtaposition, isn't it? From "God, you're not paying attention," to "I'm going to remember your works, Lord. I'm going to remember how you have acted in other times. And I'm going to rest in your holiness, and I'm going to be confident that you acted once before and you will act again." I love this sort of rawness of emotion and faith that the psalmist understood God is big enough to take my complaining and to take my reminding. And I, as a human being, am going to complain, and I'm going to remind God, and then I'm going to remind myself that God is God and I am not. There's something in those verses, I think, for those of us who struggle with how to pray and how to deal with the reality that sometimes we're not sure our prayers are being heard. I think the psalmist gives us a helpful hint here. To be as direct and as brutally honest as we can be with how we're feeling. Have you forgotten me? Have you lost any ability to act? And to couple that honesty with the faithfulness, I will remember the Lord's works. I will remember how the Lord has acted before, and I will trust in God because God's ways are holy. God's ways are holy. I think that this juxtaposition of both painful honesty and heartfelt faithfulness, I don't think those are diametrically opposed. I don't think you have to take one and leave the other. I think the psalmist gives us a way to hold them both together. So what about us? What are we wishing God would do today? How are we wishing God would act today? How are we feeling disconnected from God today? Maybe a little bit of the psalmist's reminder is helpful for us. Maybe it's helpful for us to remember the works of the Lord, to call to mind God's wonders of old times, to ponder on God's mighty acts, and to worship God and to remind ourselves that God's way is a holy way. That doesn't mean we have to mince our words, but it means we put forth our honest thoughts in the context of God's holiness. To remind ourselves that God is able to both gather up our complaints and to work a wonder in our time. That's a great big God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in you we live and move and have our being. We humbly pray you so to guide and govern us by your Holy Spirit, that in all the cares and occupations of our life we may not forget you, but may remember that we are ever walking in your sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.